Just want to follow that with the, with this word appeared. I think it's a wonderful word. It's where we get our word epiphany from. And when we think of what appeared means, or what epiphany means, it really means a sudden and intense realization. That's what the word means. And so when it says that appeared, and we ask ourselves, well, okay, what does that mean? Well, in the context of what we've been saying, who is it that appeared? A sudden and intense realization that God was manifested in the flesh. A sudden realization, an intense realization that, as we've already had it, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That's the sudden and intense realization that we could not go to God. We could not approach God because of our condition, as Brian has mentioned. But God stepped out of eternity into time and came amongst us. This blessed person, the Lord Jesus Christ, became a man so that this grace might come to us. This appearing is not just something, as Brian mentioned, it's not something that just happened. It's not just a process, but it's a sudden, intense realization, and it needs to grip our hearts, that God was manifested in the flesh, that the Word, the very one, and just to say a word about verse 1 of John chapter 1, so we get an idea of what we're talking about here and who we're talking about. In the beginning was the Word. And I think it's important for us to note that this word was in verse 1 and verse 2 is different than the word that's used in verse 3 and in verse 6 for was. This word was here that's used of the Lord Jesus means that he continued to be what he always was. He didn't become the Son of God. He didn't become the Word. He continued to be what he always was. This is the word was here when used of the Lord Jesus. When it's used of creation and it's used of John the Baptist, it has the idea of it had a beginning. But with the Lord Jesus, he never had a beginning. He always was. He always was from the beginning. And this is what the word was means. This is who it is that appeared amongst us. This is who it is that appeared. God manifested in the flesh. And then just to say one other thing. In verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. This word with is very important. When we consider the word with, I drove here with Brother John. I was associated in the vehicle with Brother John. That's not the meaning of this word. The meaning of this word means face to face. It has the idea that the Son and the Father in eternity past were always face to face. To put it another way, as we read down in verse 18, he was always in the bosom of the Father. This is the meaning of this word, with. And I think it's really important for us to just to let that sink in a moment and realize this blessed person who became a man and stepped into this scene, into time, was the one, as Proverbs chapter 8 would tell us, who was always the delight, always the delight of the Father's heart in eternity past. And yet, he stepped into time. He appeared. I think of Galatians 4:4, where it says, in the fullness of time, at the right moment. I tell you, when these things sink into our hearts, we realize afresh that the grace of God has appeared.